Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Gimel and we're learning Siman Aleph, where the Chayadim is putting down a list of 8 criteria which must be met and to permit a person to give malacha to a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos, that the non-Jew will then do the work on Shabbos. So the last 2 points that he says deal with the concept of the so getting a benefit out of the actions of the non-Jew. And number Zion, Shlo Yaviach Yisrael B'Masha Oisach Nochri Malacha B'Shabbos. The Jew can't not benefit from the fact that the work was done on Shabbos as opposed to after Shabbos. So if a person has, for example, a person, the Chayim is going to, later on in Simeon Beis, is going to give an example. A person owns a merchatz, he owns a bathhouse, which people use, and so he wants to hire non-Jewish workers to maintain the bathhouse on Shabbos, that the non-Jewish people will come there. So it's everything's being done by non-Jews, but the merchatz belongs to the Jew. So in that situation, the fact that the merchatz is open on Shabbos, the Jew is getting a financial benefit. The people are using it and they're paying for it, etc. So even if we could get around the malachas being done in a way that the non-Jew was an ekzitza, he was hired as a contractor, etc., we still have the problem the Jew is benefiting from the work that the non-Jew does, because it's open another day, there's going to be benefit. So that's the first point that he says. It can't be marviach. Now, what is the problem with harvacha? Well, you mentioned before, there are 2 problems. One is it's inappropriate for the Jew to benefit from something which is done against the halacha. But the second problem is that it ties the individual to the malacha. This malacha is being done for you, not just for the non-Jew. Haraya, you're getting money in your pocket from it. So that makes a connection between the malacha and the individual, and therefore we look at the non-Jew as working for the Jew, and it comes back to a form of shlichus. Ches, shal yeh hanachri muskir lo l'shana, lasir lo tamin malacha. The non-Jew is, you have an arrangement with him that he works for you on an ongoing basis. So if he does work on Shabbos, he's available for other work during the weekdays. So even though he's hired as a cobbler, you have a ongoing, you own a multiple series of apartments, and you have a plumber who is hired to take care of all of the plumbing issues which are there. So he's a ksitza, he's a cobbler, etc. But there's always things coming up, so the fact that he took care of a certain amount of work on Shabbos will make him available for you during the week. If he just contracted with you, in the sense of he comes when needed, but this is, you have a fellow on staff, even though you set up the arrangement of his payment with a 1099 and not with a W-2, he's not your salaried worker, he's paid as if he's a independent contractor, but since he works for you on an ongoing basis, a regular basis, having him do this work on Shabbos will benefit you after Shabbos. So that would be a problem, again, of the Jew benefiting from the malacha which is being done. Therefore, we look at what the non-Jew is doing in some way is putting something in the benefit in the pocket of the Jew. So like the non-Jew is working for the Jew under those circumstances. So that's the 8 criteria that the Chayadim talks about in a scenario where you're giving the malacha to the non-Jew before Shabbos, that the malacha and the non-Jew is doing the malacha on Shabbos. If the non-Jew is doing the malacha after Shabbos, obviously it's not a problem. If you're giving the malacha to the non-Jew on Shabbos, obviously it is a problem. Even if you're giving the malacha to the non-Jew on Shabbos to do it after Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. But here the person is giving it an Erev Shabbos, the malacha is taking place on Shabbos, and if you meet these criteria, it's going to be mutter. The Barakol Prat or Prat Barichus, it says we're going to go through each one of these in detail and explain it. So we're not going to start the next sim, but we'll start then the next year. I just want to introduce a word over here. So the Chayadim, when he introduces this, he talks about the word of oifanim. It's an oifan like you find in the Torah of the beginning of Yechezkel, the first capital of Yechezkel. It talks about the oifanim, which is a form of a wheel. So it's, as it were, it's a different You look at something from different angles. It's like, so almost it parallels a wheel. Each one of those are called, in the language of the Chayalim, they're called ponim, plurally, and pon, pei nun, is a singular. A pon is a face. Ponim are faces, literally. We always talk about a person's face as his ponim, because there are multiple facets to a person's face. Each facet itself would be a pon. So the Chayalim is going to refer to each one of the these eight points as a facet of the heter. It's like a spoke on the heter. It's a different facet to how to look at something, and he's going to call it a pun. So the first pun starts in Siman Beis, and we'll do that in tomorrow's shira. Meanwhile, have a good day.